Look at this. I got headphones on. I got a mic going. Baby.
If only people could see you now.
Hey, no video. We've gone through this before.
All right,
No
all right,
video.
all right. Welcome to This Commerce Life. This is a podcast aimed at small, medium entrepreneurs focused on commerce. I'm Phil, your host, and Kenny, your co-host, will join us as well. And we're going to talk to you about the world of retail and commerce and how things are changing in the world.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm liking this.
Dude, it looks good, man. You look good. You look good.
I look like a podcaster.
Okay, but don't kick that thing. Because we'll pick up all the sound from it. So.
Okay, shh.
No, you good. Just leave it right there. Unless it's uncomfortable, but otherwise I'd leave it right there.
I'm just not used to having this black thing in front
of
me.
Yeah, in your face, right? Yeah. You get used to it. You know, when you're famous, you get used to the box.
Look at that, eh? Come on. I look like a podcaster or a radio guy.
You look like a podcaster.
I am loving this.
It is. You looking good. Wait, hold up the mug again. I'll take a picture of you with the mug.
That's my I Love East fan mug.
Yeah, I got it. That's perfect.
Come on.
Yeah, man, I love it.
I'm in a whole new league now, baby. Look at this. This is big time podcasting, baby.
Podcasting, got the mic, the whole bit.
A spit thingy.
Yeah. Oh, crap. What's it called now? I'll remember. I should remember, but I don't.
Anyway, so, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
I figured after all this time of sitting here, I may as well try to use it. It didn't look like it was complicated. Yeah. So.
No. You all hooked up now, baby. Hooked up.
Whole new
league. So I have a question. So the end of the mic, is it a USB plug? Like, so you plug that mic into your computer, right? Is that
yes,
what you did?
What did I do? Yeah, I put the USB plug into the... No. What did I do? The USB plug is into the USB-C plug, the Thunderbolt in my Mac. What's this part then?
Yeah, that's a regular mic.
Just a regular mic thing. I think it was whatever was attached to the mic thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't even me. This was already attached. I didn't do that.
Okay, you didn't touch it.
I just put the headphone
into
part
USB-C.
In.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which on its own is a pretty big technical step. So quite frankly, I think I fucking killed it. Okay. I just killed it. I didn't put the thingy over there, but I definitely put the dongle and the USB thingy, whatever, over here.
I got to figure out how we're
and I put
podcasting.
The headphones in.
I got to figure out how we're podcasting at the show.
Well, I'm not bringing this.
No.
Because I'm in New York before
I'll figure it out from my end because I actually got to figure out, you know, because if you and I are in the same room, it's awfully confusing. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm used to podcasting with you not in the room, so I got to figure that out with you. So anyway, we'll figure it out.
Well, I guess you can bring a mic.
Yeah. No,
I mean, I've got my little one. I'm bringing my non-professional one.
Okay.
The other one that doesn't have the spit guard.
Okay. Yeah, you'll have to show me what that looks like so I can kind of see the ends on it. Do you have it there?
It's just my little sphere. All it is, it's a, whatever
okay,
this
yeah.
part is.
Yeah. No, that goes in the mic. Yeah, and then what? Show me the part that goes into your computer.
Well, it would be the USB part that goes into the other USB part.
It's
got to go into
USB-C.
It's a USB-C. No, it's a USB like normal.
Yeah.
And then it goes into the dongle that changes it to a USB C Thunderbolt.
So it might be super simple.
Well, that's all I use every day, except now because now I'm professional.
Yeah,
because
now you're a pro.
Now I'm in a whole different league of podcasting.
Yeah, Kenny Vannucci goes pro. First he drops. He drops wisdom in the podcast. Then
you make it sound like it's one time only. Then like you're so full of shit. Bro. It's whatever, man. Oh my God. I was trying to actually help Lori. I'm thinking, I think I actually might be able to help Lori a little bit. Not a lot, but maybe just a little bit.
Yeah. It might be the last time, but you did. And I really like that.
I was on fire, man.
There's nothing that ever sets you off like that. So, you know, now I found something that sets you off a little bit. I gotta work it a couple of times. So
Well, we know I'm deficient and we know who the brains of the two of us are. We don't just need to tell everybody. Like once in a while, people could think, oh, that guy's not that bad either.
No, come on. Come on.
Then you highlight, it's only one time, like 105 episodes. Oh, Jesus, take away the thunder or what, man? And it was a good analogy.
It was actually really good. It was
stellar. Really
good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now look, I've upgraded to a whole new mic system.
You have.
Look out, man.
It's looking good, man.
Setting the world on fire.
What's going on with you?
You know, it's fun. I forgot we podcast. I forgot it was Thursday. We've been snowed in. So bottom line is my car and Amelia's car have not been moved since Sunday.
Oh, wow.
So there, as of this morning, there was probably about 10 inches of snow on the car. This afternoon, it turned out to be a really nice afternoon. So that we got the sun. So yeah, it probably got cut in half. So a lot melted. And we're supposed to get rain and milder weather, but it's dumped. Like for Vancouver, like we got dumped. Like we got just a shitload of snow.
Yeah.
Right. So I haven't driven all week. I'd had a meeting to the coffee bar tonight. So I ran down to I SkyTrained sort of close to the bar, walked to the bar.
Yeah.
Then on the way home, I'm with Dominic and we're talking about the coffee bar. And then we get into a phone conversation with one of our reps who's in Ontario. Mm-hmm. I get out of the car, my phone's beeping. I go, what the hell? So who's texting me right now? But it didn't feel like a text. I'm looking, podcast, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I have to set in my alarm, otherwise I forget you, right?
Yeah.
So I ran in the house, grabbed a quick bite to eat.
Oh, I'm sorry,
dude. Quick cup of coffee. No, it's all good.
Yeah.
Hey, if you look this good when in front of a, you know.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. It's no big deal. So one thing, don't kick the mic because I can hear
it. The mic.
But when you move around, you're rattling something because I can hear something.
It's because this thing is attached to the chair.
Okay. Okay. Just don't try not to.
I'll try not to.
Yeah. If you can only see Kenny now.
I know. Wait, what do you
Kenny's
do? I can't.
At
I can't.
This thing like.
Well, because I'm scared.
I just took the wind right out of Kenny's sails. Now Kenny's like, I don't know what to do now.
Maybe I should just
No, don't worry. No. Don't. Just leave it. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out.
You'll have to figure it out because it's just because the chair shakes. Shakes in English. Shakes. Honestly. So what happens when you're rushing? I've done three snow days. So I worked at home Monday. I got picked up by my client to take me to his office on Tuesday. So I went on the SkyTrain, met him on Commercial Drive, and he took me all the way down to Burnaby. I took a snow day yesterday, a snow day today. Tomorrow, the car is not going to be driven either because our side streets are a freaking disaster in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And I've got summer tires on my car and Amelia's. Like Amelia even stole Daniel's car today.
Yeah.
Right. Because he's the only one that's got any tires. I didn't put winters on either car. So I thought we beat it.
Wow.
I thought we were going to get through, but man, my fault.
So I had a really, I don't know if it was like kind of a surreal experience. So this morning I had a call with someone from Austin, Texas, like 9:30 my time. So pretty early for them.
Only an hour difference, maybe.
Austin?
Maybe two at most.
Two, I think. I think Austin's two. Anyway, we were talking about stuff and then all of a sudden she paused and I was like, hey, did I lose you on the, you know, cause we're on a Zoom call. And she goes, no, I'm here. But like all the power just cut out of the building and then came back up. We're supposed to get this huge storm. And I was like, oh, I think I'm getting that later, you know, cause we're supposed to get snow tomorrow night. We're supposed to get a significant dump, like 20, 25 centimeters of snow somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So I was like, holy crap, you got it now. So I guess I'll get it later. And so she was like, you know, so we finished talking, wrapped up. And then, you know, I moved eastwards and I had a call with someone in Milwaukee and then Chicago. So I'm kind of like going Midwest.
And then over.
Right.
Yeah.
And so each one of them went, oh crap, look at that storm coming. Oh crap, look at that storm. And then we're like, oh my God, this is like impending.
That's a storm.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a thousand mile storm.
Yeah, I know. So I was like, what the hell? Like, is this the same storm or is it like, you know, like it was just so funny, surreal, right? Like, you know, especially when it like, I can actually understand Milwaukee and Chicago because they're, you know, they're fairly close together.
They're
right?
Close. Like, there's a thousand miles.
Yeah.
And
but Austin, Texas is
up and down. It's a thousand miles.
Yeah, like Austin, Texas is southwest of there, right? So it was like,
exactly.
Wow. So anyway, so very surreal. Very surreal. Yeah. Interesting.
Well, you guys are fine to get in our weather. Apparently you guys rained last week.
Yeah, we rained like crazy last week.
And we snowed.
Yeah.
I mean, parts of the city got 25 to 30 centimeters.
Yeah.
Our neighborhood, yeah, we probably got 25 centimeters in my backyard. That's
crazy.
Come on, it's Vancouver.
Yeah. It actually is crazy in Vancouver.
You want to shut the city down?
Like that would be normal for us, right? Like, you know, actually it'd be a little bit much for us, but it'd be okay. You know, Quebecers right now are going, please, that's like a spring dusting for us, you know.
Yeah, but who cares?
You know, and the East Coasters are like, come on. If it's not 4 feet, it's not a storm, right? So
I sent the pictures to a buddy in Toronto and a buddy in Calgary.
Yeah.
Right. And I said, I know, but we're not used to this.
Yeah. This is not.
So that's how I did it, right? Yeah. Calgary was minus 30 or 35 or something.
I saw those today. Minus 35. Edmonton was minus 41.
That's insanity. Like, insane.
Yeah.
But they got clear skies. Yeah. You can keep it.
Yeah, you can have it. You can have it. Man.
That's funny.
Yeah. What's going on in your life?
Nothing. We went to the bar. We're just trying to figure out what to do different, right?
Yeah.
You know, small things. It's just, it's you know what our street, it's a hard street to do. I mean, we've got too many coffee places on our street. Mm-hmm. First off, I mean, like, I think there's 20 coffee bars within, mm-hmm, you know, 15 blocks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pardon me. So what we do well, because we have a liquor license, we do events. And when we, mm-hmm, do events, we actually do a pretty good number.
Yeah, they're pretty kick-ass. Yeah.
Right? We can. Yeah. We can fill the bar up. We do, yeah, well. It's a good revenue source.
Yeah.
But it's just what events, trying to go get them.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Yeah. And the thing is, you know, Dominic and I don't have the time to do it. So we had our manager in tonight and the assistant manager, and they're pretty gung-ho too. They know that we have to do this as well. So they're, mm-hmm, trying to figure out ways to do it as well. But because it's not expensive, like, you know, you can rent our place, fully liquor license, et cetera, to employees. It's $100 an hour. It's peanuts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So we had a wine group in tonight to see if, you know, maybe there was something they could do. There was some Christian religious group in tonight as I was leaving that would took over the bar. Well, really? I don't care. My rules are very simple.
Okay. Yeah.
Anybody can rent the bar, except if you're an extreme fascist or extreme communist. I don't want any freaking radicals in there.
Yeah.
Either side.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Side.
Yeah.
But I just would have thought
I just would have thought the religious guys would have stayed away because of the liquor license.
Hell, what did Jesus do?
No, I know.
Water to wine, same.
I know, but
okay. Well, he didn't have a liquor license. Look what he was doing. He was bootlegging.
He was a bootlegger.
There you go.
But
I'm Catholic, generally, I can say that.
But just generally, they tend not to.
I know, but whatever. They got to tell people that. Like,
no, I'm not disparaging. I
know. I kind of laughed too. I thought, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe they just didn't look at it.
Yeah, maybe.
So anyway, we're just trying to figure out how to get the bar.
Yeah.
You got to fill the bar up, obviously. Yeah. And events is a very good way for us to do that. But we're just trying to figure out how to do that.
Got it. Right.
So that was sort of tonight. And the rest of the week, honestly, it's just been spreadsheet, the usual.
Yeah.
And then a lot of phone calls, and then a lot of planning, and a lot of forecasting, and a lot of
It's been a lot of planning for me. It's been a lot of planning.
Where's the transition at?
It's coming slowly, but it's coming. Yeah, it's coming. I had the chat with them. Just couching it, getting them ready, warming them up to it. So, you know,
they know it's coming though.
It's coming. Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, they know.
Yeah. Well, what the hell are you gonna do? You gotta do what you gotta do.
No, you gotta do it. So, you know, it is what it is, right? So, yeah.
How's your presentation coming?
It's not yet. No. It's not yet. No, I'll take a crack at it another way. I need a clear head. Like I think I'm really only like a day away from really getting it. Like really, you know, I figure I need a day to just knock out the content, and then another day to make it nice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So I gotta do that, and then I can get to ours as well. So start thinking about that. So
I think I gotta do some of mine in Mexico too, because I just can't do it here. There's just not.
Yeah. When are you going to Mexico?
We're leaving on the 7th to the 17th.
No way, baby.
We try to go away every winter.
Okay. Okay.
Right. We try to go away every winter. And then I get home for only a couple of days. Then I'm off to New York and then to Orlando.
Yeah.
And then I'm home for a couple of days and off to California.
Oh, wow.
So pretty much the month is a complete write-off.
Yeah. I'm trying to avoid. I dodged a trip to Germany end of this month. And then I got, there's a meet in Fort Lauderdale. I may wind up going the beginning of February, and then I got a couple more before. Yeah. So we'll see. But I think last year was the same. Last year I was all over the place. And then I think I was actually in Mexico. That was the year before. I was in Mexico and then came home for a day, unpacked, repacked, and then left for Florida. I don't know. It's always like that. And then last year I was in Mexico City, and then I think I was in Germany before I went, and it was like.
You were all over the place last year trying to get all your stuff organized.
I really was. I was literally all over the place. So
it's all good. I don't mind. I don't mind doing the travel. It doesn't necessarily.
No, I don't mind it.
I really like travel actually. So. I don't mind it either. And I get a lot of stuff. Yeah. I actually get a lot of work done. I get a lot of hotel work done.
Yeah.
You know,
because planes are the best.
Oh, planes are awesome for working.
Planes, like the airplane noise. I'll actually throw that on from YouTube. I'll find an airplane white noise channel and then just step into work, right? Because it's such a great way to zero in and just get shit done.
So. I just put the tunes on, or I put a podcast on. And honestly, before I know what I've landed, I'm thinking, I don't know how that 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
Five hours went.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But I think for the presentation, I think that's what I do. I think Mexico is going to be the place I'm going to try to get some shit done.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's very cool.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just been same. Same, you know, usual.
Yeah.
Managing people, you know what it's like.
Yeah. I didn't ask you. Did you any New Year's, are your New Year's resolutions or a guy?
Yeah, I just make a resolution not to make any resolutions. I never break it.
Yeah.
I never ever. I always keep my New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
Never a problem.
Yeah, I'm not a resolution sort of guy.
That's it. You keep yours to that.
You either do it or you don't.
I don't think I need a new year, a date. No, it doesn't interest me. No. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I did. Yeah. I did my minimalism. I'm trying to do the digital minimalism.
Okay.
And quite frankly, you know what? I've never read more. I'm actually reading again.
Yeah.
To the point where I've read 3 books since the beginning of the year.
Wow.
Right? Seriously. And that's, you know why? Because I'm spending less time.
You seem calmer. You seem more focused.
Because I think I'm more rested because I'm not on the phone all day. Like right now, the reason I'm on the phone is to phone.
Yeah.
Like I'm actually using the phone function of the phone. I've been using it in years. I'm doing some texting, but I'm not doing any social media. So outside of mail, which is productive or very productive.
Yeah.
Seriously, checking the stocks, which I mean, how many times you got to do that a day? Who cares?
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
Body. I'm not even like, there's no Instagram. There's no, I got nothing going on the phone. There's really no purpose to the phone except texting and phoning. And then what I'll do in the evenings, like I might check LinkedIn for like 2 minutes, like literally 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't checked Instagram since, probably since the beginning of the new year.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a resolution. I think I did. I said I was going to do it. Yeah. I that's mine. I got a resolution.
I would just say it's a resolution. I wouldn't even say it's a New Year's resolution.
No, it's just, happened to be around that time, but
yeah.
I had bought book. I bought that book. That book was delivered to the house toward the end of November.
Okay.
And I finally picked it up that week after Christmas. And then I started, and I thought, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
This is stupid. Yeah. I'm just wasting so much time. And I know I was.
Yeah.
So much time on the phone. Like, it's amazing how often you pick up the phone to look at what I have no idea. And now I just find that I've watched a little bit more TV. We watch Fleabag. Oh my God. It's so funny.
She's hilarious.
Have you seen it?
She is. I'm on season 2.
We finished it. We started watching it, I think on Friday night we started. Yeah. Oh my She's God.
Hilarious. The whole thing's hilarious.
It's awesome. It's so well written.
The family gatherings are unbearable.
Oh my God.
They're
what
amazing.
What a treat. I love it.
Oh yeah. The
whole I love it. I think that I hope there's going to be more seasons.
Yeah.
I just really like
the,
it.
The father it cracks me up. I just
can't talk, man. It was awesome. And that brother-in-law. Oh, he's a
so beaut. Great. He's such a beauty.
And the girls are amazing. Yeah. Like they're just, I love the two sisters. God. Oh God.
Oh, it's so hilarious. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love
Great
it.
Great show. So what I've been finding, honestly, Phil, I've been doing that. I've read a couple books. I just started a new one. It's called Love is a Damn Good Business.
Okay.
And it's about the, not about love, like marriage love in business, but loving what you do.
Starting a different kind of business model.
Hey, there's money in that. Eh?
Oh no, there's a lot of money in that.
Yeah. There'd be no wife, but there'd be money in that one. But it's awesome. But it's another one. It's a great book. It's just one of those ones that, it's more about love what you do.
Yeah.
And when you love what you do and you love the people around you, like if you actually say that, like when, if you say, what do you love? I love my job.
Yeah.
And most people can't say that. Most people don't say that.
Yeah.
Like they don't get into that, that they love their job. I love my job. You love your job.
Yeah.
Like I love what we do. Yeah. I love the people I work with. But it just sounds, you read it, you think it's obviously not as common as you think, right?
Wait, okay. So I didn't share those in the podcast notes, but I will. So digital minimalism. And what's the other one that
you're
reading?
This one is called Love is Damn Good Business. I think that's what it's called. Shit, now that we're going to put it on a thing, better figure out what the hell it's called.
It's okay, I'll find it.
And then I read the Malcolm Gladwell, the newest one, The Strangers.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I'm not gonna
I don't know about that. Digital minimalism, I think people should read.
Yeah.
It's okay. Digital minimalism, the reason I liked it, and it's kind of bizarre because we are so digitally, especially you and I in our jobs, like most people are probably listening to us.
Yeah.
But if you can just take those stupid apps off the phone and just try to do them, like you don't have to get off them completely, but I think you will find you can wean yourself off pretty easily once they're off the phone. Now, when I do check, if I check nightly or every other night on LinkedIn, it's like they're 2 to 5 minutes, couple quick articles, and then I'm gone. Mm-hmm. And then I'll either go back and do some work. So even work's a lot easier because I think I've got time.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to read it.
Take a read and actually put that thing on your phone too. That one that tells you, do the tracking one.
I do that now.
What are you at? What's your social media time?
Social media time is about 3.5 hours.
A day?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. But,
yeah, except that if you consider, like with Nimi, I run their LinkedIn page. Do you know what I mean? I run their LinkedIn page and I run Twitter and I run, and then I have two businesses that I help them manage their Facebook pages. Not manage, but I monitor them, so I'm on there a lot. I'm checking their stuff. I've got a couple of people I coach that I check their stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, so when I back those out, my personal digital time, probably like under an hour,
Yeah.
But it's because I'm at the far, far end of the digital spectrum. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm always on there for work, so I'm not going to be on there if I don't need to be, right? So.
See, and I found that I was between, especially LinkedIn and Instagram, I was probably 90 minutes to 2 hours a day, just in and out, in and out, in and out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if I do 2 hours a day in a 7-day week, that's 2 full work days.
No, that's a lot of time. That's right? A lot of time. Yeah.
All of a sudden, I've got these 2 full work days now there.
But it's also the amount of time that you shift, because it's
it's distracting.
It's kind of like, you get caught up in a TV show like Fleabag. You don't pull yourself out just like that and then jump into work, right? Like, it just doesn't work like that, right?
Exactly.
So that's how the social media stuff starts to get you, right? Like for me, I do so much of it. Like I think, so it's funny because my father-in-law stayed at our house this week and we were kind of watching him. He's kind of got this heart condition. We got to keep an eye on him. And I was explaining to him all the different ways that I talk to people. I think I counted like 18 different channels that I use to talk to people. But on pages, I think I have 6 company pages. Yeah, I have 6. I have 6 not included. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4. So I have 5 that are people that I work with or mentor. And then I have this Commerce Life and Retail Fill.
Right.
And my own personal page.
But do you,
you know,
set time every day to go into them, or is it just random?
So the one thing that I've been tracking since we've been talking about this is the one thing that I check the most is the notifications. I don't actually check my feed a ton. Do you know what I mean? Like right. I used to turn them all off, and now I leave them on because notifications just helps me tell me, you know, like, is there something going on or not? Do you know what right. I mean? So that keeps me out of like, so Twitter, almost never check the organic feeds whatsoever. I schedule the posts I need to do, and then I check all the notifications to see what everyone else is talking about, and then I'm out of there. Do you know what I mean? So I never spend any time scrolling through the actual,
right.
you know, Twitter news.
But how many times anybody. A day are you checking in?
No, maybe twice a day.
Well, that's not too bad. You're pretty disciplined.
Yeah. But I think it's because I do this, and I, you know, like when I cut my teeth, it was all in the digital stuff, right? So I, at that point I had like, I don't know, 12 pages I was managing, right? So it's a bit different, but it's definitely, I noticed that too. I actually, it's funny because I was making fun of Kathy on the weekend, which is a dangerous thing to do.
That's very stupid of you, but anyway.
Yeah. But
you we'll know, do marriage counseling about, on another podcast.
Well, I was telling her about digital minimalism, and halfway through her phone pinged and she picked up her phone and I lost her, right? Like I just lost her. She literally like, we're talking like this. And then she went,
that's Amelia. I was like,
honey, this is honey, dear. And she was like, what? I was like, are you done? And she goes, well, I'm halfway through the what's up. And I was like, so this is kind of like someone stepped into our conversation and interrupted us. Like, I think this is what digital minimalism is about, is like not
you gotta be in the moment.
You gotta recognize when a digital signal sends you off in another tangent. That is, it's the same thing like someone showing up on our screen right now and talking to the two of us, pulling one of us away, right? Like it's, you know, anyway.
Listen, I've even got my because texting is the other one, right? Because someone texts you, your inclination is to go right to the test, right to the text, right? But same thing. Like I've even got my auto replies now a little more curt. So if it's one of my clients who, let's, I'm with Jax, and let's say Dominic phones.
Yeah.
My response now, that, you know, the quick and dirty one, it's, I'm in a meeting with another client and I'm choosing to dedicate this time to them. If you're not part of that group, I'll call you later in the day.
Yeah.
Like it's that curt now, right?
Yeah,
where it's just, you know what? Like, seriously, if I'm not with you, you guys all know that I'm with other people.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
If I'm in, and the other one, I've got another one. So if I know that it's an internal person, you know, I'm tied up or in a meeting or in a conversation. I'm yours today, but I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm thinking, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to get a lot more just militant with sort of the time that I spend. Because honestly, one of my clients, and he's younger, but Jesus Christ, every ping, every notification, I just look at him and say, tell me when you're ready.
Yeah.
Right. Because bottom line is, you know, you're paying me to be here, but this is stupid, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know,
like, I don't have ADD and you're not going to give it to me. So,
well, the problem really? Is I think we do have ADD, and quite frankly, I don't want to give it to anybody either, but stay focused.
I think
I don't think I've been this productive, and I don't think I've been this calm in a long time. Like I actually feel okay.
Yeah. No, you're very focused. You're very calm. You're very,
and I've got more,
like I've got
tons to do.
Yeah.
But I do. I think just freeing up. I think I found time.
Yeah.
I made time. You try to make time. I made time. That's big.
That's scared.
Two weekends in a row, man.
You're on a roll.
I have
now.
Made time.
I'm
out of control.
I'm alarmed.
Digital minimalism. Baby. It changed the first 17 days of 2020.
Oh man.
I love it though. Like honestly, I pick up my phone. You know, what I do. I pick up my phone. I'm looking at it. What are you picking up the phone for? You got nothing going on.
Yeah,
I put it back down.
Yeah.
Then I'll grab the remote, a book, or the laptop.
I realize that a lot. I do a lot of work on my phone, like actual work.
all my time right now, buddy, is if I do it now though, but all my, if I look at my time, I might've spent 2 hours on the phone today, but it'll be like 90 minutes of what they classify as productivity, which is typically emails. Or literally phone call. That's all I'm doing on my phone.
No, I'll actually do work. Like I've built presentations on my phone.
Oh, that's too complicated. I can't see anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, no,
but
it's
that's
good.
Fine. That's then it's just
yeah,
a tool.
Like it. It's yeah. Yeah. Tool, it's, you know, for me, it's actually a tool, right? So.
So you're probably more disciplined. I'm not. And I think that's why the books sort of work, because all it's trying to, I guess, teach you is that the phone was intended to be a tool.
And not your life. It's
supposed to be something that you work with, not that it works you.
Yeah, not your life.
But it's become that the phone has got a life of its own, and we're the tool.
Yeah. Agree.
Right? Agree. So it's more of that. I don't know.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
I've never felt better.
That's awesome.
At least I think I don't. Maybe I haven't. That's without
awesome. It's awesome. I was going to tell you, there are a bunch of folks that want to bring on the show. Sure. There's a guy named Peter Rodriguez, has thousands of hours of experience as a marketer. He worked at J&J for a while. He's worked at Smucker's.
Oh, let's do it.
Kellogg's. He's a personal brand igniter now. So he helps you figure out, you know, like me, I'm retail Phil and so on and so forth. So he helps people figure out what's on brand for their personal, you know, because coming into this century, it's, you know, this decade, it's really about personal branding, right? It's like, it's not about the company anymore. It's about you and what you can bring to any experience. Absolutely. And so he's kind of on this really neat path. So I thought it would be really neat to talk to him.
We should do him before we do Lori.
Yeah.
That way Lori can listen to it before she comes on. Then we could do it. We'll see what Lori would do.
Yeah. And then I'm going to reach out to a bunch of
pet
global
people.
Pet people and see who I can get on the show as well. So hopefully lots of guests coming up.
That'd be cool. I like the guest font.
I like it too. Man.
It's amazing what you actually learn.
Yeah. I mean, these guys are all so talented, right? So it's nice to be able to learn stuff from other people.
Exactly.
So.
Plus it inspires me. Apparently I'm a lot smarter when I have other guests on.
You're pretty damn smart. And now you're not frazzled or overloaded. You're like all focused and calm. And you got a pro mic, you know, so it's all like,
Like a podcaster.
Yeah. Like a podcaster.
Bottom line.
Yeah. They
feel like a podcaster. Maybe. Look like a podcaster.
Yeah, maybe.
Look out, man.
Anyway. That's all I got for this week.
That's all I got too. It's been one of those weeks. It's all good, man.
Yeah. I love it. Okay.
Okay, my friend.
Well,
so we'll chat with you next Thursday.
Next Thursday. You got it. I'll put these two in the podcast link. So if you're interested in these books, I'll put the links down below. And then, it's all good.
And who knows what else I'll start by the end of this week.
Yeah. We'll start at Kenny's reading list.
Oh, geez. Look out.
Like a pro, baby. Like a pro. Holy Oprah. Look out, Oprah.
Where is this world going?
All right, man.
Okay, buddy. We'll chat with you soon, man.
Take care.
Ciao.
Bye.
All right. That's the end of this Commerce Life. We'll be back soon with the next episode. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed it. Give us feedback. Tell us what you think. Subscribe. Like us. Join us. Share us. Tell your friends about us. And we hope to see you next time with more commerce news.